Here we are on the phone again with another edition of Stories and Stuff from here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller. And Joy Bubbles is all one 10-letter word. You know, I think one of the very hardest jobs, well, it may be one of the best, too, but I think one of the very hardest jobs in the world would be being a parent. Can you imagine my birth mother trying to raise me when I was little? Gee, when I was 4 years old. Well, at three, I had decided to be a telephone man forever. But I was also interested in all kinds of telecommunications. I don't know if I ever told you about the time I became a pilot. An airplane pilot at that. Yep. I was 4 years old, and I used to get up in the morning and wander around the neighborhood. My birth mother would work with my father most of the night developing pictures, so she'd have to sleep till noon, and I was the person that would get up at 5 o'clock in the morning ready to go. So I would go outside and just wander around the neighborhood and have the fun of getting lost, and different people would find me and bring me home after a while, but in between, I would have some grand adventures. I found somebody washing their car, and they let me hold a great, big, thick, 2-inch thick cellulose sponge. Oh, I loved that sponge and wanted it so bad, but they couldn't give it to me. They had to use it to wash the car. But they did let me hold the hose for a while and squirt it, and I would just find trees and flowers to feel, and I wouldn't know where I was, but eventually somebody would find me and bring me home after the fun of being lost for a while. But I found some kids playing pilot, and they were like 6 or 7, and they wouldn't let me play. Not because they were 6 or 7 and I was only 4. They wouldn't let me play because they said, you can't be a pilot unless you have earphones. And I didn't have any earphones, and I was very sad. And finally, I thought about it, and I went back and to them again and said, well, where do you get earphones? And one of the kids, you know, parents had gotten them earphones in a store. And one said, well, I found mine in Daddy's and Mommy's room. Oh, maybe that I could do. So I went home, and as soon as Mother woke up, I said, hey, Mommy, we need earphones so I can be a pilot. We need some earphones. And, well, Daddy was between jobs, and Mother thought, well, we couldn't afford earphones. We needed groceries and stuff. So I said, but I need them to be a pilot. She said, well, we can't afford them now. So that gave me the idea, the other idea. If we couldn't get them in the store, look in Mother's and Daddy's room. So when Mother fell asleep again, I went in Daddy's and Mommy's room there and started looking around, you know, in closets and anywhere I could, climbing up. Yeah, I went in the closet, and there was clothes, and there was the boots that we weren't going to use again till winter, and Daddy's big old boots. I put them on, and whenever I'd lift my feet, the things would fall off. They were so big. And I walked around in Mother's high heels for a while. There was like a shoes in the closet and all kinds of huge clothes hanging up and stuff. And there was another shelf where there was sheets and blankets and things like that. So that's where she hid the blankets when they weren't on the beds. Gee, that was interesting. Luckily, I had my sister, I had a footstool. That was like a telescope when Daddy bought us those footstools, me and my sister. But what I'd do is take mine and my sister's, and I'd stack them up. And then I really could see the world. They were like Galileo getting a telescope or something. It was just amazing what I could find when I stacked the 2 footstools on top of each other. And it was kind of wobbly, but whenever I'd fall off and land kaplam on the floor, I'd just kind of get up and climb back up there again. Well, after I finished the closets and under the bed, I got to the dresser drawer, Daddy's and Mother's, and I opened it, and there was all kinds of little cufflinks that I recognized, and tie pins in one drawer, and Mother's jewelry, and a little in a box, and her little powder box with the powder puff, and just all sorts of things in there. And Daddy's the next drawer. It was like big, huge underpants, nothing like my little ones. Golly, how could somebody wear stuff so big? And Mother's, I got to one drawer, and it was lipstick. And but I didn't give up, you know. I kept looking. And there was all this stuff. And then the next drawer, I was reaching in there when I bumped something. Do you know what? I think I found some earphones right in Mother's drawer. They were round and made of foam rubber. And you know what? I knew there were earphones. There was two of them, and I have two ears. They were sort of like cup-shaped, like, or dome kind of, you know, rounded and came to kind of a round point, just like something that would go over your ears. And I put them over my ears, and I could tell they were made for that, you know. Lo and behold, I had found earphones. I was just one day from being a pilot. They'd start playing again probably in the morning. So I gathered up the earphones. The only thing is, you couldn't really, those kids had them where they had something that held them on their heads. And these earphones, I had to hold them on. But maybe I could, you know, still play even though I had to hold my earphones on. They didn't say that I had to have earphones that you hold on. They just said I had to have, that would stay on themselves. They just said I had to have earphones. But, you know, I didn't give up, though. I opened some more of Mother's drawers. And, you know, persistence pays. Because in only two more drawers, I found about three of them earphone holders. They had, like, places that were kind of the shape of these foam rubber earphones, and the earphones would fit right in there. There was two of them, just right. And darn if I figured out how they went on. See, they had these two cups, like, that went over your head. That's the way they fit. And I tried it, and sure enough, they fitted right over my ears. And underneath the chin, there was this, like, elastic, and they had hooks on it that you hook under your chin, see? If you've ever put one of these on, you know how they work. They just, you know, you put the foam rubber things in the ear cups and put it over your head. And, I mean, any kid that plays pilot or is going to play pilot just could figure it out pretty quick. It took me a while to figure out how the hooks hooked. I figured, you know, these are probably something to do with the electrical wiring in the earphones or something, and they needed, you know, good connection to make good electrical contact if you were going to be a pilot. And then there was two straps that hung down, but they were probably for like a flight bag and pilot's tools or something like that. Maybe I'd get those later. I'd have to ask the kids about them. So I put it all together and worked with those hooks and got it hooked under my chin just like they're supposed to go. And darn if I didn't have earphones. That worked dandy. Those foam rubber things were so comfortable against my ears. I knew that they were just made for it. Well, you got to have a pilot be comfortable, you know. And these cup things, they had like little ridges, little circles within circles in there. And they were the funniest feeling things. So I went out, and I was hoping the kids would be out there. And darn if they were out there starting to play pilot. I got out there just as they were kind of starting. And wow, what neat earphones. Where'd you get them? I said, oh, Daddy's and Mommy's room, just like yours. Wow, they're neat earphones. They're different. And so not only did they let me be pilot, but even the very first day, they let me be air boss right away. That's the person that, like, controls the mission and everything because of my neat earphones. So we, you know, were in the war. We were war pilots, fighter pilots and stuff, you know. And I listened on short wave. We had a short wave, so I knew some of the terminology, which the kids kind of liked, too, when I was on the radio with them, you know, about Abel Baker Charlie Dog, you know, and Abel Baker Charlie Dog, then squadron in formation, squadron in formation, Abel Baker Charlie Dog, whoa, 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 whoa. And I did some barking and stuff because it was the dog in there after all. And one of the kids, that's a different kind of dog. And another kid said, no, he's blind, so he has to have one of them eye dogs. Oh, the other kid said, I guess the pilot probably would need a seeing eye dog to help point the plane and stuff, you know, when you're airballs like that. But main thing is I had earphones. So we got up there and, Squadron 3, Squadron 3, enemy at Niner right, enemy at Niner right, three planes. And, you know, we were talking about Squadron 3, you know, and we would get on there, Dog, Abel, Fox, you know, Dog, Abel, Fox, come in for the kill. Over. Enemy blown out of the sky. Enemy blown out of the sky. Good work, boys. You know, and being air boss, you got to say stuff like that, you know. And one of the guys said, air boss, request permission to shoot down enemy plane. And I'd say, permission granted, over. You know, and we were going hard at it, you know, and I had my earphones and everything and felt real good. And all of a sudden, about the time we were in a big battle, we only had three planes left. We kept shooting them down. And about that time, mother and the kindergarten teacher walked up. And naturally, I was real proud of my earphones. So I pulled them out from my ears where they were held on by this holder that was hooked under my chin. You can just kind of visualize what it looked like, you know, this little four-year-old pilot. And so I started waving these earphones. Since they were foam rubber, you could kind of flap them in the air. And, Mommy, 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 I found earphones. I found earphones in your room. We don't need to buy earphones now. I've been not only pilot, air boss, we're shooting down planes. Look, Mommy, earphones. And well, the kindergarten teacher said something. I think I heard her say, looks like you got quite a handful there or something. And mother said, well, they're not really earphones. I'll tell you about it when you bring them into the house. They're for inside, you know, not to be brought outside. And but, Mommy, we got three more planes to shoot down. And she said, well, all right, go ahead and shoot those planes down. But as soon as you get that last one shot down, we've got to bring them into the house. So we did, and by that time the kids were being called away for lunch and stuff anyway. So I went back to the house. And Mother said that these things weren't really earphones. She said they were clothing, which didn't make sense at all. Well, I mean, I was wearing them on my ears. I mean, I guess they were earphones or sort of clothing. But anyway, she said that they were kind of personal and private. And she called the earphone holder, she called a brassiere, and she called the foam rubber things in there falsies. And these were all kind of big words and everything, you know. And I said, well, you know, I'd still play pilot. My, they made me air boss. And she said, well, you got to leave those inside. And I was real sad. But the very next morning, she woke me up, and kind of early. I said, we're going to go out shopping. What are we going to buy now? I thought it was some boring shoes or clothing or something. And why are we getting up this early? Because mother didn't usually like to get up early, you know. And she said, we're going to buy you some earphones. Gosh, and just the other day, I thought she had said we couldn't afford them, but all of a sudden, for some reason, she was getting me earphones. She said, that was so embarrassing yesterday. I didn't quite know what she meant, but I didn't want the neighborhood to know I wore falsies. So, well, they made me air boss, Mommy. They were good earphones. Well, we went and bought some regular ones. They had a cord coming down and a plug that would plug into the radio or something, and they were nice earphones. But, you know, they were kind of like the other kids' earphones, and so I got to play pilot any time. But they never made me air boss again, because I guess because I didn't have those neat earphones. And, yeah, I think it took Mother many, many years to be able to laugh about that incident. But, like I say, being a parent is one of the hardest jobs that ever was, I think. I recently heard a poem by an unknown author called If I Had My Child to Raise Again, it's called. And we'll give you the author's name here. Name is unknown. That's a different name. I'll read it here. If I had my child to raise all over again, I'd finger paint more and point the finger less. I would do less correcting and more connecting. I'd take my eyes off my watch and watch with my eyes. I would care to know less and know to care more. I would take more hikes and fly more kites. I'd stop playing serious and seriously play. I would run through more fields and gaze at more stars. I'd do more hugging and less tugging. I'd build self-esteem first and a house later. I would be firm less often and affirm much more. I'd teach less about the love of power and more about the power of love. Well, my birth mother sure taught me about the power of love. Even though she couldn't afford earphones, she found a way of getting them for me. Of course, maybe it was just so I wouldn't take her foam rubber ones outside. Yeah, raising a kid that's interested in telecommunications can be pretty, pretty hard. Even when I did sleep in the cabinet radio and stick a stick up in there and to knock the little man out and touched a couple parts together up in there and it made a loud pop and blew the fuse. Or even when I did bring the earphones outside and become air boss. Well, next time there'll be another story and take some time to play. Stay strong and take care of each other. Bye for now.
At the tone, please record a voice message.